I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio in New York. Before we get to broadband and soybeans, home prices and rents are going up. Wages, especially for low and middle income workers, have not kept up. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat of Massachusetts, introduced legislation last week to address this housing affordability crisis. Mitchell Hartman reports.
Senator Warren's bill would pump $50 billion a year into affordable home and apartment construction through local housing agencies and nonprofit developers.
This is a market where financing is a big deal. It's a problem.
Mark Zandi at Moody's Analytics has crunched the numbers on the bill.
We're not talking about homes that builders can make a lot of money on. These are homes that are in urban areas that are struggling in rural parts of the country.
The money would come from raising the estate tax back to pre-2009 levels. Zandi estimates the bill would generate 3 million additional housing units over 10 years. But Lynn Fisher at the Conservative American Enterprise Institute argues the government has a poor track record creating affordable housing, no matter how much it spends.
We really need the private sector, that's home builders, to have greater rights to build within cities and suburban communities.
Warren's bill tries to tackle this by offering localities financial incentives to change their zoning laws. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.